This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the chiropractor and health news channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Keith Overland, a practicing chiropractor who is also a past president at the American Chiropractic Association, the leading professional association representing chiropractors within the United States. Dr. Overland runs a clinic in Norwalk, Connecticut, and he has also been very active over his career in treating professional and world-class athletes on site and at events. Dr. Overland, thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, when should one see a chiropractor?
Well, chiropractors treat patients of all ages with a variety of health conditions. But commonly, we'll see patients with a sports injury or a car accident or injury from a work site problem. But we're really known for our expertise in caring for patients with back pain and neck pain and headaches. And we utilize manipulation, chiropractic adjustments, we utilize physical therapy modalities, and really by treating a wide range of injuries and disorders, we also have to involve treatment of muscles and ligaments and joints. Actually, in fact, chiropractors take an approach that treats the whole person, the entire person. So besides just looking at a condition, we also find it invaluable to counsel them on diet, on nutrition, on exercise, and really healthy habits, both at their occupation and just at home doing normal activities that they do around the house.
Also, I'd be curious, is chiropractic treatment supported by research?
Chiropractic has a growing list of research studies and reviews that demonstrate the services provided by chiropractors are both safe and effective. For example, pain is a problem in the United States, and the National Institute of Health said that pain affects more Americans than diabetes, heart disease, and cancer combined. And actually, according to the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies, there are approximately 100 million Americans suffering from chronic pain. In addition to back pain and headaches, musculoskeletal pain, arthritis as well is on the top of the list. And while these conditions are common, they are not normal. So we had a study that we read done by the National Safety Council, and what they found was the medical approach to pain is often prescription of narcotic painkillers. But a recent study that was done in 2016 in the state of Rhode Island found that the chiropractic profession actually has an alternative answer. They found that when someone underwent chiropractic treatments along with other natural health care approaches, that the cost for care was actually down 27%. More importantly, there were 61% less visits to the emergency room by this research population. In addition, their total prescription use was reduced by 63%. And what's most exciting about this newest research is that the reduction of opioids and narcotic prescriptions were decreased by 86%. There are several journals that we're seeing now, one called the Spine Journal, one called the Annals of Internal Medicine, and they are showing research project after research project that the treatment provided by doctors of chiropractic, including manipulative therapy and adjustments, including home exercises and good healthy living advice, result in better clinical outcomes and lower total societal costs for those people with neck pain and back pain as compared with other treatment options. So chiropractic has incredibly widely accepted research now as one of the safest drug-free, non-invasive therapies available for the treatment of musculoskeletal conditions.
Dr. Overland, does insurance cover chiropractic services, and do patients need to get a referral from their medical doctor first?
A referral is rarely necessary to see a chiropractor. However, some very specific health plans may require a referral. What a patient needs to do is contact their employer's human resources department to determine if a referral is necessary, or even the insurance plan directly. Most plans, however, allow you to just call and schedule an appointment with a local doctor of chiropractic. Actually, chiropractic care is included in virtually every health insurance plan today. The federal health care laws actually require the coverage of chiropractic. We're seeing it in almost all major medical health plans, workers' compensation health plans, Medicare, some Medicaid plans, and even the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans for federal employees. Chiropractic care is also available for active duty members of the armed forces, as well as veterans at 67 major veteran medical facilities.
As one that has used chiropractic care in the past, I would be the first to tell you it not only helps tremendously, but it actually works. Today, we are with Dr. Keith Overland, a practicing chiropractor, who is also a past president at the American Chiropractic Association, the leading professional association representing chiropractors in the United States, here on eHealth Radio's Chiropractor and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Overland, what type of education and training do chiropractors receive before they can practice?
Well, that's a very important question. As every listener should know, all 50 states license doctors of chiropractic to practice as a doctor in their state. Educational requirements are among the most stringent of any healthcare profession. The typical student at a chiropractic college has already acquired nearly 4 years of pre-medical undergraduate college education. Those courses include biology, organic chemistry, inorganic chemistry, physics, psychology, laboratory work, and many, many other college typical programs. Once accepted into a chiropractic college that has been accredited by the federal government, the requirements become even more demanding. It's about 4 to 5 academic years and of professional study. And in that 4 to 5 years, chiropractic doctors are educated in orthopedics, neurology, physiology, human anatomy, clinical diagnosis, laboratory procedures, diagnostic imaging, exercise, nutrition, rehabilitation, and many, many more courses. Because to become a doctor of chiropractic, you have to have highly skilled procedural techniques. A significant portion of our time in our clinical training is to master manual type of treatments, such as skilled manipulation or adjusting techniques, or the application of appropriate soft tissue therapies, as well as prescribing things like rehabilitative exercises. In total, actually, the chiropractic college curriculum includes a minimum of 4,200 hours of classroom, laboratory, and clinical experience, which is actually on par with the education required for medical doctors and osteopaths, and often significantly higher than the educational hours required by physical therapists. The course of study that chiropractors take is approved, as I mentioned, by the federal agency under the U.S. Department of Education.
Lastly, how does one best select a chiropractor? This is, I think, one of the most important factors in getting help.
Well, one of the ways that I recommend is to check out the American Chiropractic Association website at www.acatoday.org. In that site, you'll find a link to the ACA Find a Doctor search tool, which will give you the names and contact information of chiropractors in your community and will list, actually, in some cases, the doctor's specialties. It should also be interesting to your listeners to know that when a chiropractic physician joins the American Chiropractic Association, they are asked to sign and comply with the ACA Code of Ethics. This promotes the highest standards of ethics and patient care. Another great way always to find a good doctor is by asking friends and family or a local doctor that you may know. These people can tell you someone that they like and trust, and it's a really effective way to find a doctor as well. Actually, according to a recent Gallup survey, more than 35 million Americans visited a chiropractor last year. So it is likely that someone, one of your listeners knows, could provide you a recommendation.
And that is so true. Dr. Overland, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information accordingly on the American Chiropractic Association and how they could be in contact as well.
Well, the best way to get information is viewing the website of the American Chiropractic Association, which is www.acatoday.org. There are a patient portal which has a lot of information on what type of education a doctor of chiropractic has, what kinds of conditions they will likely treat, what their licensing is, and also there's a lot of information on of interest to the public on how they can take care of themselves and live a healthier lifestyle and learn tips on wellness. So I would suggest that be a first stop for anyone who's looking to learn more about chiropractic or actually to learn how to become healthier on their own.
Well, Dr. Overland, it certainly has been our pleasure and honor to have had you with us today. Thanks so much for the information shared. It certainly has been appreciated. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the time.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Keith Overland, a practicing chiropractor who is also a past president at the American Chiropractic Association, the leading professional association representing chiropractors in the United States. And for more information and for contact, simply visit acatoday.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Chiropractor and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.